Thank you. The first public hearing is conditional use 1687, Robert L. Bueller.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for an automatic car wash to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.091 acres, more or less, lying on the northerly side of Shawnee Road, being Road 36, and the southeasterly side of Old Shawnee Road, being Road 619. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of a site plan for this application. The site plan shows an existing convenience-type store and the proposed improvements for the car wash being attached to that building. We received two agency comments to date, first one being from the Department of Transportation, State of Delaware, in the form of a support facilities report, making reference to the existing zoning and the proposed conditional use. On Road 1, which they gave comments on, would be Shawnee Road from Road 619 to the southwest Milford limits, which is just west of Route US 113. There's an annual average daily traffic of 2,892 vehicles per day. Summer average is the same. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service for that road segment is level of service B, and that would be out of a set of numbers from A to E. And then with the improvements, it could increase the level of service C. Information sent to the Department of Transportation was the reference to the car wash and it being an automatic car wash. From the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, I received a memorandum today. And it makes reference to the applicant, the location, the type of use. The site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is in the North Coastal planning area. The project proposes to use an on-site septic system. The project is not capable at this time of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district since there are none in the Milford area. The proposed project is in a developing area of the city of Milford, and a concept plan would be required, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time, gentlemen.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Blank, did the office have any contact from anybody regarding this application or anything?
Now the notices were sent to the applicant, the neighbors with the 200-foot, and I received no correspondence of any kind of withdrawal or even a request to delay to the end of the meeting.
Okay. Mr. Burton, I think just to be safe, would like to move this item to the end of the agenda, and we will recall it again.
Maybe we misunderstood. We're here as neighbors of that property. Are you looking for the?
No, we're looking for the applicant. The applicant has to appear in front of the commission in order for there to be a public hearing. Otherwise, if he's not here, it will be denied for lack of a record. So we can't create a record without the applicant presenting his case. And what I am suggesting is that they may have had a flat tire, he may be delayed, may have had an auto accident, maybe anything could have happened. So what we're suggesting is that we will move it to the end of the agenda to give the applicant the opportunity to get here, since we don't know if they're here, since they're obviously not here now. And there could be a reason why they're not here that was out of their control. Not about the case. You can ask a procedural question if you like.
I will say, just to follow up to what Mr. Wheatley said, that's the way the Planning and Zoning Commission for years has handled this circumstance, that if an applicant is not present when called onto the agenda, the Planning and Zoning Commission does have the ability to modify the agenda and move that item to the end. So it's not unique to this situation at all.
Essentially, what we're doing is we're reshuffling the agenda, which our rules allow us to do. So that's what we're doing.
A general question.
Not about the application, I'm sorry. Just about the process, about the rules, about the time of day, but we can't hear any questions about the application because it's not the subject yet. It's been called, no one's here. I'm sorry, sir. I wish I could, but I can't.
Are you looking for a motion on that?
Yeah, I think you have to have.
Actually, we have to have a motion to modify the agenda.
I move that we allow for CU 1687 to be moved to the end of the agenda.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to make item number one under public hearings, item number five, and move the other four items up accordingly. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.